Smith and Locker Room Chat continues here on 103.9 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Krenan Prophet, now joined alongside here Josh Wurtenberger here of the Sabatha Boys. This Locker Room Chat, again, provided by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Again, boys here for the Sabatha Blue Jays, 2-2 on the season, opened up with two wins, but losing back-to-back games here on last Friday against Rock Creek and here on Tuesday against Hiawatha. Coach, what can you tell me here these past two games for you and your team?
Yeah, they've been highly competitive games, good teams that we got to play against. We're getting to learn a little bit about ourselves as a team and things that we need to get better at. So we'll always look for those opportunities. Yeah, it's fun to win, but it's also fun to get better. And so that's our goal, is to get better each day.
Yeah, you mentioned they're a 4A team in Rock Creek, which, again, your team on offensively, you had some three good scorers. Menold had 18 points in that game, just a good high scoring there for him. Frazee, 14 points. Ling with 10. Ling also had 17 there against Hiawatha. So you continue to talk about point production this season. How important is it for you and your team? And, of course, a couple of those great games there, Menold, Frazee, and Ling there in those performances.
Yeah, it was good. Cole came back from an ankle injury, so these were his first two games, so good to see him back. Ryder Smith as well was coming back from an injury, so we're getting healthy. And as far as point production, we just want the open man to take the shot within our offense, and so we're working towards that, and I feel like we're doing a good job of looking for our teammates. And we'll get to a point where hopefully we're now looking for ways to get them open. But Rock Creek has a really good defense, pressure in your shorts type of play. And then Hiawatha, long and athletic. And so that was good for us to go against as well. We want to get point production. We also want to get stops on the defensive end.
Coming here on your schedule to finish out before the winter break, it's Royal Valley on Friday. Again, kind of looking forward here to this Big East matchup. What are some keys to this game heading into the winter break?
Yeah, Royal Valley is always well coached by Coach Brown. And I feel like just keeping some of their scores in front of us is going to be a key part of it. And then recognizing how they defend us defensively and being able to attack on the offensive end. It'll be another good contest for us. And we like the schedule that we have. We like the Big East opponents that we get to face each day.
Upcoming here, of course, is the winter break, but most teams, they actually don't play during the winter break. Your team a little different. You'll play the day before New Year's as well as New Year's on the 30th and 31st. Johnson, Brock, and then Auburn, two Nebraskan schools. I mean, kind of what can you tell me, about this winter break for you? How is your team going to attack it, and also the opportunity there to get two games during that break to get in and going before you start that second part of the season?
Yeah, so when Keisha opened up the schedule to allow us to play 23 games, those were a couple games that we added to our schedule, and it just worked in with the time that we had and with the other schools. That was a time that fit for everyone, and so it'll be new for us, and we're looking forward to that opportunity. Those are two successful school programs that we'll get to face, and I know it'll be a different style that we get to play against, and so any opportunity that we have to play against differing styles makes us a better team.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. I wish you a Merry Christmas, and again, good luck here this Friday.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Grandin.
That was Head Coach Josh Wurtenberger of the Sabatha Blue Jays boys team. Again, upcoming here for the Sabatha boys, finishing out the first part of the season here before the winter break against Royal Valley here this Friday, viewable here on the Sabatha channel.